I don't know who took the picture, but one of my favorite photographs is of my dad in World War II standing beside a foxhole that he had just dug. He's wearing his full uniform, he's, you know, got his rifle and his helmet. This is Joe Barrett with 5 Minutes of Grace. And on this Veterans Day, my thoughts go back to the heritage that I have, a godly heritage of love for God and country. And my dad served in World War II and was one of those that traveled across the waters in those ships that were zigzagging, trying to evade the submarines who were out to sink them. And if you watch the movie Greyhound, that's kind of what my dad went through. And he talked about as he went, the fear and the men were so afraid. And he prayed that God's hand would be upon his platoon and he would protect them and they wouldn't lose anybody. What an audacious prayer to pray, that they wouldn't lose anybody from that platoon. And even though they did have a mortar shell hit near their camp, it did not explode. And God did answer my dad's prayer. And they all returned. According to my dad, they all did return safe home. That's a miracle of miracles, really, in World War II. And so I thank God for our veterans on this day, for all those that served and gave years of their life, returned home different. But I pray today, and would you join me, that we pray that God would just love and help us as Americans to love our veterans. As a person who never served in military, I have a heightened respect for those that have and an appreciation for those that did what I did not, and that have a love for country, that were willing to serve and to sacrifice. And it is amazing to me how love of country and love of God seem to go hand in hand. And I'm so thankful for our veterans that belong to the Lord and that love God. And many are homeless. Many are living in difficult situations. I love the song America, and I love the line in it, God shed his grace on thee. Think about that. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood. From sea to shining sea. What we need is the grace of God shed across America in the hearts of men and women. And certainly our veterans need God's grace today. Would you help me pray? And would you help me trust God for all those folks? And it's far from over for America. I just have faith in God that he's about to do something wonderful in our land. And today, let's just pause and give thanks and pray for God's mercy and grace for those who have served. Father, we thank you for our veterans, and we love them. And I know that there are certain people even in Caldwell County doing ministry to veterans today. I pray for all the people that are serving the veterans today and all across our land are trying to show some love or trying to show some mercy. Lord, I pray that you would bless them and that you would share your love through them, and that these veterans across our land would feel loved and appreciated every day, but certainly on this day. In Jesus' name, have a blessed day.